Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, January 28th. You'll be interested to know. 66 years ago, today, in 1958, Gotfred Kirk Christensen, whose father founded the company named LEGO in Denmark, filed for a Danish patent, which was later granted, for a toy building block that became immensely popular around the world. This innovation transformed the landscape of children's toys, leading to the global success of the LEGO brand. So now you know. And now, it's time for the surf report. Expect ankle to knee-high swell on Tuesday, with glassy morning conditions and light offshore winds becoming semi-choppy in the afternoon. On Wednesday, expect knee-high swell with semi-clean morning conditions and light sideshore winds, turning textured in the afternoon. Thursday will feature ankle to knee-high swell with glassy morning conditions and light offshore winds, transitioning to semi-choppy in the afternoon. Tuesday in Encinitas and North County. It's looking clean at 1 foot until 11. After that, it turns fair to choppy until sunset. Watch out for that rain runoff and make sure you check bacterial levels before surfing this week. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 5.5 foot high tide, when the east-southeast swell is a half foot at 18 seconds, and the offshore wind is 5 mph. The first high tide Tuesday will be 6 foot at 7:45 a.m., with a -1.5 foot low tide at 3. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 56 degrees for the water temperature. This morning it's sunny and feels like 36 degrees with 8 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 5:18, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:45. It looks like we're in for some mostly sunny skies today, with a slight chance of rain showers after 10 a.m. and a high near 55, accompanied by a gentle south wind. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy conditions with a chance of showers, a low around 48, and light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect a chance of rain showers before 4 p.m. on Wednesday, then mostly sunny skies with a high near 56. Nights will be partly cloudy, with lows around 45. Thursday and Friday will stay mostly sunny, with highs near 55 and 56 respectively, and lows around 45 and 47. Saturday brings more mostly sunny weather, with a high near 59 and a low around 49 at night. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, a new plaque at Mount Soledad honors U.S. Navy Lieutenant Clyde Lassen, who earned the Medal of Honor for his heroic actions during the Vietnam War. On June 19, 1968, Lassen and his helicopter crew braved enemy fire to rescue 2 downed aviators, executing challenging maneuvers despite sustaining damage to their aircraft. In a ceremony led by the Naval Helicopter Association Historical Society, 3 helicopters from local squadrons conducted a flyover. Lassen, one of only 3 Navy pilots to receive this honor during the Vietnam War, is now commemorated among over 6,000 plaques at the memorial. Now on to sports. Sources within the Pittsburgh Penguins organization confirmed on Monday that Fenway Sports Group, the team's primary owner since 2021, is seeking to add an investor to its ownership group. Fenway Sports Group also owns the Boston Red Sox and Liverpool Football Club. A source emphasized that Fenway intends to maintain its majority ownership and that there are no concerns regarding its commitment to the Penguins. The approach mirrors the Pittsburgh Steelers' relationship with billionaire businessman Thomas Tull. Fenway previously sold a minority stake in Liverpool to Dynasty Equity in 2023. Fenway Group originally purchased the Penguins for $950 million. In local sports, last night, the Lakers edged out the Hornets 112-107 at Spectrum Center. Anthony Davis dominated with 42 points and 23 rebounds, powering the Lakers to their fourth straight victory. Charlotte's Miles Bridges added 25 points, but it wasn't enough. The Lakers improved to 26-18, while the Hornets slipped to 12-31. Tonight, the Lakers clash with the Philadelphia 76ers, who are 17-27, at the Wells Fargo Center. Last night, the Kings fell to the Red Wings 5-2 in Detroit. Despite goals from Kevin Fiala and Quinton Byfield, the Kings couldn't hold back Detroit's dynamic duo, Marco Kasper and Lucas Raymond. The Kings now stand at 26-15-6, while Detroit improved to 24-21-5. Tomorrow night, the Kings face the Panthers in Sunrise, Florida. In top news, MicroStrategy has announced the acquisition of additional Bitcoin, increasing its total holdings to more than 470,000 Bitcoins. The software company plans to sell stock to raise more capital for future cryptocurrency purchases. Recently, it acquired about 10,000 more Bitcoins for $1.1 billion. The company intends to offer 2.5 million shares of its perpetual strike preferred stock, with proceeds aimed at corporate purposes and further Bitcoin acquisitions. Despite recent stock declines amid broader tech sell-offs, MicroStrategy remains committed to Bitcoin as its primary treasury reserve asset. In business news, DeepSeek, a new artificial intelligence application from China, has caused ripples in the manufacturing sector. As it topped Apple's app chart, shares of major companies like Eaton, Schneider Electric, and Trane fell sharply. The app's performance, developed at a fraction of the cost of others, raised concerns over the demand for high-end microchips and data centers. While technology investor Marc Andreessen called it a Sputnik moment, uncertainty looms. The S&P 500 dropped approximately 1.7%, while many manufacturing stocks, previously on the rise, now face significant risks amid changing demands for electricity and data center growth. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 1% to about $102,000. Ethereum is down 2% to just under $3,200. And Goatsy's Maximus is down 8% to 21 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. The experimental advanced superconducting, tokamak, known as EAST, in Haifi, China, has shattered its own nuclear fusion record, By successfully containing high confinement plasma for over 17 minutes, more than double its previous time. This significant achievement is attributed to upgrades that enhanced heating output while ensuring stability. Despite delays with the International Thermonuclear Experimental Reactor, which postponed its operation to 2034, advances at EAST continue to inform its development. As technology evolves, the pursuit of sustainable nuclear fusion progresses rapidly, promising future energy breakthroughs. And in entertainment news, rumors are swirling again regarding a potential romantic relationship between Barack Obama and Jennifer Aniston. This speculation, which many find completely bonkers, resurfaced after a sensational cover from In Touch claimed that Michelle Obama was betrayed and that Barack and Aniston were obsessed with each other. The rumors originated from a celebrity gossip podcast where claims were made based on reliable sources. Jennifer Aniston has publicly dismissed these rumors as absolutely untrue, stating she has only met Barack one time. Despite the absence of evidence, the rumor mill continues to churn, especially from right-wing influencers. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the Irish poet and playwright, William Butler Yeats. And he said, "Do not wait to strike till the iron is hot, but make it hot by striking." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.